Hello, today is a day in the United States where we celebrate Independence Day. But for a lot of people, the celebration, the fireworks, the cookouts, the family reunions, all those things are just a mirage. They're just hiding the fact that we're not really free. So how do you know if you're really free? You're really free if you're able to make decisions without encumbrances, if you're able to make right decisions without fearing any type of retaliation or regret. If you're able to make the right decision and you know the right thing to do, you're able to do it, then and only then can you be considered or be able to say that you're really free. And so when you talk about spiritual warfare and warfare, there is a spirit called the spirit of bondage. A lot of people are not familiar with the spirit by name, but very familiar with the spirit by experience. And so the spirit of bondage, that encompasses addictions, like addictions to alcohol, addictions to sex, addictions to shopping. Any type of addiction falls under the spirit of bondage. If you have a fear, like a unnatural fear, fear of death, fear of retaliation, fear of rejection, any inordinate fear that controls you, that paralyzes you to the point where you're unable to do what it is you want to do, but you feel this entity or you feel this push or this urge to do things, to be afraid or to be fearful or to think about what's going to happen if I do this, what's going to happen if I do that. Another example of the spirit of bondage is if you're compulsive, which I've already kind of alluded to, like you know that you shouldn't be doing something, like let's say eating, like you know you should be working out and you should be losing weight and you shouldn't be overeating, but you find yourself always grabbing that cookie, always grabbing those chips, always grabbing that soft drink that people use to actually clean off debris off of their battery, but you're drinking that and putting it inside your body. And so the compulsive behavior, this unquenchable desire to do things that you know aren't good for you, that you can't seem to stop. There's this person in your life that you know is not good for you. They've proven they're not good for you. They're not honest. It's a very chaotic, a very disruptive relationship. It's toxic, but you find yourself returning the DMs. You find yourself still over at that house. You find yourself trying to figure out, how did I end up here in this bed again? All of these fall under the spirit of bondage. Again, it's a compulsive spirit that causes you or it influences you to do things that are not right, that you shouldn't be doing. And as a result, you stay in this continual cycle of bondage. Let's see. Another one is if you are struggling with a sin, like we've talked about already, but you have a sin, this sin that you know keeps holding you back, keeps stopping you, but you can't seem to figure out how to stop. So again, people celebrate July 4th in America. They talk about Independence Day, but are you really independent? Are you really free? If you're unable to make right decisions, if you're unable to make healthy decisions, if you're unable to do the things that you need to do to live the abundant life. And so, again, this is a spirit. It is a demonic spirit, and it's something that you can find freedom from. But the freedom that you can find only comes through Jesus Christ and through an alliance or allegiance to him. And he is the one who will help you break free from this spirit of bondage. And so when you talk about spiritual warfare, one of the things that you have to know is we have the power of binding and loosing. Jesus said that I've given you the keys to heaven. I've given you the power and the authority to bind whatsoever you bind on earth. We'll be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So he's given us the power of binding and loosing. And so what you do is you find the spirit, the contrary, the demonic, the evil, the dark spirit, which we've identified here as the spirit of bondage. And then you search the scriptures or you ask the Holy Spirit to help you identify the opposite spirit. And that's the spirit that you want to loose. So you want to loose the spirit of adoption, which is the opposite, because the spirit of adoption, the Bible tells us in Romans 8:15, allows us not to be in bondage or not to be enslaved. And the spirit of adoption is our seal. It's our mark from God that lets us know that we belong to him. Well, why is that important? What does that have to do with bondage? Because when you know you belong to God, when you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior, God becomes your father. Jesus becomes your savior. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you. And now you have the freedom to live the life that he died, that Jesus died for you to have. You become a son, no longer a slave to sin, but you become a son, right? And so that becoming a son of God, belonging to him, and now embracing that identity as a son of God gives you the freedom as you partner with the Holy Spirit to overcome these things that are keeping you in bondage. So let's look at Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 15. It says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Now, something that you should know about the about adoption is that in this culture, when this was written, if a child was a natural child, a birth child from the mother and father, they could be disinherited. But if you were adopted, you could never be disinherited. So when God tells you that you are adopted, you have the spirit of adoption. That means he's never going to disown you. He's never going to kick you out of the family. He's never going to say you messed up too much. You don't belong to me. It means that you've been engrafted into the family of God. And so, again, when you're engrafted into this family of God and you walk under the spirit of adoption, you're no longer in bondage. It sets you free. You don't have to be a slave. You don't have to do what sin tells you to do. You don't have to be controlled by other entities. You don't have to be controlled by your flesh and these unhealthy, unnatural desires that keep you in cycles of pain and bondage and insecurity and fear. But you can walk in the spirit of adoption. And that's why the spirit of bondage and the spirit of fear kind of travel together, those two spirits, because God tells us, the Bible says that God's perfect love casts out fear. Well, it wouldn't use the verb cast out if it wasn't something demonic, if it wasn't a spirit, because spirits are things that are cast out. And so when it says the God's perfect love casts out fear, that means the more we become acquainted with God's identity, his love for us, his relationship to us, and his commitment to us, understanding that and receiving that really deep, deep down inside of us gives us the freedom to no longer be afraid. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fear, because we know we have a good Father in heaven who is committed to taking care of us. And then when we think about Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future." So when God is your Father and he becomes your dad and you're reconciled back to him through the blood of Jesus, there's no need to fear anymore. There's no need to be anxious. There's no need to worry. We can cast our cares on him and we can break free from the shackles of this bondage, whatever has held you bound, whether it is fornication, whether it's addiction, drugs, and whether it's lying, stealing, overeating, fear, whatever has held you in bondage and kept you from living the abundant life that Jesus died to give you, you can find freedom from that through Jesus Christ. And so we bind the spirit of bondage, we loose the spirit of adoption over our lives, and we partner with the Holy Spirit to begin to walk out the freedom that Jesus died to give us. And so I wanted to do this short teaching about the spirit of bondage, because a lot of people don't understand that it is a spirit. It is an actual entity that wars and fights against you, that partners, again, most of the time or a lot of times with the spirit of fear, to try to keep you in cycles of pain and shame and bondage so that you're not able to flourish and move forward. A lot of times when people will do and participate in things and you'll say, "Why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep doing that?" And sometimes people will say, honestly, "I can't stop." Sometimes people will say, "I don't know why. This just keeps happening." When those things happen, you know that you have some other entities at play. There is a war with the flesh, which you have to crucify that. You have to deny your flesh and crucify it and agree to partner with the Holy Spirit. But there are entities, there are actual spirits from the kingdom of hell, kingdom of darkness, who come to try to oppress you, try to possess you, and try to keep you from living Jesus' abundant life that he died to give you. But thanks be unto God, the Bible tells us, who always causes us to triumph. Thanks be unto God that we can live in freedom. The Bible says, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." The last scripture I want to share with you is Galatians 5:1, and this kind of tells you about your part. So once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you've asked the Holy Spirit to come and live inside of you, then you begin to walk out, you read the Bible, you begin to read the Bible and partner with the Holy Spirit. And through a perfect unity of the Word and the Spirit, you become more and more like Jesus Christ. You begin to shed off these things.
Now, your part comes in Galatians 5:1. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What is this telling us? It tells us that you have a responsibility to stay away from the people that cause you to sin, to stay away from the things that cause you to sin. If you have an issue of looking at illicit or wrong things on your phone or your tablet, take the apps off, maybe come off of social media, whatever the case may be. If there's a person who is causing you to fall into sin, delete the number, block the number, change your number. Whatever you have to do, you have to be committed to staying free. And your part, it says, is to stand fast in the liberty. Christ has purchased it for you. He has died on the cross and purchased your liberty and purchased your freedom. But your part is to occupy. Your part is to discipline yourself. Your part is to crucify your flesh. Your part is to not get entangled again. Most of the time, we know what helped. We know what how we got into this situation, how we got entangled. So your part is to avoid the entanglement. We've heard that name. We've heard that term lately in the news. Avoid the entanglement. Avoid being entangled again by this yoke of bondage and stand in the liberty and stand in freedom. You do that through reading the word. You do that through prayer. You do that through fasting. You do that through the partnership with the Holy Spirit. So guys, I wanted to share that. I know that if you aren't struggling with an area of bondage, I know you know that someone who is. So please share this with them. Walk through it with them and share it with them. And if you yourself are struggling with an area of bondage in your life that you just can't seem, you just can't seem to shake it, you tried all you know to do, surrender it to Jesus Christ. You tried crucifying your flesh, but there still seems to be this controlling thing to keep in this negative cycle. You know you're dealing with the spirit of bondage. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have, that in your word is spirit of life, spirit and life, and you have given us your word as a path, as an instruction book to teach us how to walk in freedom and how to have the liberty that Christ died to give us. Father, we thank you for knowledge. We thank you for information. We thank you for revelation and wisdom that you give us by your spirit. So we stand now and we pray. We come into agreement with everyone who is watching, even those who are watching a replay, and we say we are ready to be free. We do not want to be entangled anymore in a yoke of bondage. So we give our hearts to you. We give our souls to you. We give lordship to you, Jesus Christ, and we ask you to come and be Lord of our lives. Holy Spirit, we ask you, we partner with you now and ask you to come and show us the areas of our life that need to be adjusted and readjusted so we can break free from the spirit of bondage. We want to walk in freedom. We know that Jesus died for us to walk in freedom, and that is our inheritance as servants of God. So we thank you for liberty. We thank you for freedom. And we ask that you would continue to keep us in your tutelage as we listen for your voice saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." We will walk in it. We will obey. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We will walk in freedom. We will not be entangled again in yokes of bondage. We will live the abundant life that you died to give us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Remember, do not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed.